of executive session, that public session.
Second.
Made in second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're back from public session. Thank you all for understanding our little departure. Okay, we're going to move on to public comment. Yes.
My name's Lisa Cope. I'm the co-advisor of the class of 2015. I sent an email Monday morning. I'm not sure if you guys have gotten it now. But I would like to request the board's approval to take the senior class to Six Flags New England on Friday, June 5th. They have a senior grad night there from 8 p.m. to midnight, which is just high school seniors only, but we would leave the school here at 11 a.m., travel by charter bus there to Six Flags, which is in Agawam, Massachusetts, and ride the rides in the water park during the day. And then we would return back here by 2 a.m.
Okay, do we have all the details, who the chaperones are, how many kids are going, the full cost, bus, everything?
I have four chaperones, myself, Mrs. Ford, who's my co-advisor, Ms. Chase and Ms. Coons, and I will be discussing with one of the male faculty members to come with us also. I just have to find one that will come with the class.
Okay, you got all the details together, and you turned it into principals?
Yes, I already spoke to Ms. McEnroe, Mr. Castellani about it.
Okay.
And are you looking to ask for approval, or are you looking to ask for funds?
Just for approval. The class has enough funds in their account to pay for this trip. The only cost to the students will be for their lunch and their souvenirs. Six Flags, in the purchase of the ticket, it will include a buffet dinner for them.
So nobody will be left out if they...
Nope, it's open to all 39 students that are in the class.
And they ride the rides till midnight?
We're going to leave here at 11 a.m., so we can go during the day also, but from 8 p.m. to midnight, the rides will be open. They'll have karaoke, hypnotist, dance party, and a buffet dinner. And that part is only for high school seniors.
Sounds great.
And it's a charter bus?
Yes. Brand new charter bus, the company told me.
Sleep on the way back.
Which company? I may not even know who they are.
It's the Best Bus Corporation out of Hopewell Junction, New York.
Local, that's nice.
I tried to get the other local company, but they were booked. It's very difficult the first week of June between proms and other stuff that's going on.
Well, that sounds great.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Can I have a resolution to approve the senior trip at this time? If all the details are in place?
Yes.
And your recommendation?
I'm in favor, other than having one male chaperone. And I would do it, but it's my son's birthday at the age of Ultron, I guess is where we're going.
Oh, very cool.
But he probably would like this better, so I don't know. I'll talk to him. But other than that, I've spoke about all the details and what my expectations are. And I'm in favor of it. So. Plus, it's paid for by the funds that they've raised, so every child will go, which is great.
Are you looking for a motion?
Yes.
Yes?
Okay, motion made.
Second.
Chris. Okay. Any other discussions on the board members? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
And if any details change, please let us know as soon as possible, okay? But also, let's get a male chaperone to go with you.
Yeah.
Take lots of pictures.
Hi, I'd like to address you all, please. My name is Tara Mori. I've actually written a letter that I'd like to read, and I have copies for you all. I'm here tonight, along with some other parents and students, in support of Mr. Moselle, that I understand they're talking about letting him go at the end of this year. So let me just read this, and then I'd like to express some more information and see if anyone else has anything. I'm writing this letter to express my concerns and disappointment in learning that Mr. Moselle is being terminated from his teaching position at Weavetup. In all the years that my sons have been in the school system, Mr. Moselle is the only teacher that frequently gets mentioned in conversations at home. Not only is he well-liked as an individual, but he appears to be highly respected as an educator. My sons, ages 12 and 16, frequently talk between themselves about things they have learned in his class. At a recent visit even to their grandmothers, they shared interesting facts from his class with her, which she truly appreciated, considering teenagers seldom have much to share with their grandparents nowadays. With the many distractions in our children's lives, you would think the school would do their best to retain a teacher who can hold the attention and interest of the students, not let him go. Mr. Moselle, in my opinion, is the teacher who, years later in a student's life, will be remembered as the person who made the greatest impact on them and significantly influenced their lives. It is my hope that the board will reconsider their decision with regard to Mr. Moselle and give our children the opportunity to gain as much knowledge as possible from this esteemed teacher. Like I said, both of my boys have him. My youngest is in seventh grade and has him for accelerated science. My oldest is in 10th grade and has him for earth science. It's my understanding, and again, I know you all can't tell me details, from what I've heard, that he may be letting go because of their children not being set for regents, or maybe, I don't know if he's a little off curriculum or what the deal really is. If that's the case, I'd be interested to know really how far off he is, because I don't know who, does observe him, but I know at the recent math and science night, which was held last week, and from what I'm understanding from the science fair, that these kids have just, have learned a ton from him. And unfortunately, a lot of parents could not be here tonight. I've gotten some emails. One told me that they did send Mr. McGee an email, I think today or this morning, that couldn't be here. They're hoping he got to read or share with you all, I don't know. But really it was, last week at the math and science night that we all kind of came together and started to discuss this issue. So it was kind of short notice for a lot of people to be here this evening. But consensus seems to be that there's a lot of people and students that are really devastated about this decision that may be, of letting him go. So I just wanted to share that with you all. Like I said, I did have copies for everybody to have to put, and hopefully, reconsider. And I don't know if anyone else has something to say.
But my boys have never talked about any teacher, good or bad, and I've definitely heard his name a lot this year, so, and it was all good from what I heard. Thank you.
I'd like to say something. Mr. Bozell, he's my accelerated science teacher. He teaches us a lot, and he actually wanted to be like a criminal lawyer, but because of him and the way that he teaches, he's made me so engaged in science. I actually wanted to become an environmental lawyer because of him. He teaches us a lot, and it's on the curriculum, but when we have like half days or something, he'll tell us something about like the world's problems, and like he'll also sometimes tell us what he's doing, and he also likes us to get involved in a lot of lab work and let us see what is actually happening and how stuff is, like with cells. He lets us look at them, and we did a lot of lab work with that too. And right now we're in the seventh grade portion, which is biology. Right now we're on the photosynthesis part, and it's the way that he's teaching it is really interesting. And it's not just like boring right out of the textbook. He actually shows us videos, and we're able to see how the process is. And without him, I don't think I'd be engaged in science as much as I am without him.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well said.
Yes.
And I actually want to add one piece also that I think is very important. I also was told, and actually that's one of the students is here this evening to verify this, that the student has a, has Mrs. Gillette for homeroom, which I know she's a science teacher and I respect her and all, but I understand that she has actually asked this student and some others questions and actually ask them to fill out a form on what they're learning in Mr. Mozell's class. Now, I don't know why that is, but I know it was a little disturbing to learn that. To me, it sounds like,
The only thing I can think about that, and let me interrupt you for a second, is she's working on science curriculum K-12, and she's part of a committee, so I want you to know that has nothing. Teachers in this district would never do that to each other, nor would we expect
that. All right, because I know it really did concern the parents, just in hearing that Mr.
No,
Mozell's
it's a K-12 science discussion.
Because they asked specifically about Mr. Mozell, though. And so these students were told not to fill out anything anymore regarding that.
Really?
But yeah, because,
I'll check on it, but I'm pretty sure that that's what it was.
Yeah, because I know this is Van Edmondson, and he's one that does have her for homeroom, so he was asked that question. And I know when he found out Mr. Mozell was leaving, he was devastated, and then he went home and told his parents about those forms, and he was, hoping it hadn't been anything that he had said, and he was uncomfortable,
No.
Okay.
I'm Ben Edmondson. I'm class president of seventh grade, and I remember when I last did school and I first met him. As soon as I met him, I knew he was going to be the best teacher that I've ever had. In December, the science fair was coming up, and he encouraged all of our class to do it. He helped me with ideas until we came up with a good one. Also, I've never done a science fair before, and I never knew how it was going to be. And he helped me know what it was going to be like. This year we have learned atomic theory, frequencies, cells, chemistry, and a lot about the Earth and how to fix the atmosphere, soil, water, and energy through what we call problem, reaction, solution. Not only is he a great teacher, he never gets mad or shouts, and he's very funny, and he's a friend of everyone that has had him. If there's one teacher that I should say, it would be him. I have signatures on the back, and everybody, they stated one thing that they like about him.
Well done. You want to just give it to Mr. Trotta? Thank you. Well done.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Both of you, thank you very much. Anyone else have anything?
And again, I said, you know, there was a lot of people that did want to pop it because of short notice. Right. You know, I don't know, you know, if it's something we can visit again. Or, like I said, you know, I know it's hard without really having details. I know your guys are hands are tied and what you can say and all, but at least, you know,
pretty much nothing. I ask your way.
Yeah. So at least you guys can hear us out, though, and, you know.
I'd also like to add something to that. When I did the science fair this year, I did it on a galaxy, and I got in a fight with my brother about this. he was impressed, and he also taught us when we were learning about the eighth grade curriculum. He also taught us about dimensions. He also taught us about folding the fabric of space, which is actually really interesting if you think about it. And he taught us about the world of problems while we were learning it. And with him, he gave me an idea that might be possible. And with him, he was also very impressed with my science fair project. But he also impresses me with a lot of things that he does in his real life, saving the planet too. And he inspires me to learn more and more every single day, just about science in general, and make me do my own research, which is why I love him as a teacher.
Thank you very much. Yes, Joanne.
I don't have any information regarding the science or the budget, but is this position part of the budget cut, or is it not part of
it? This is not part of the budget cut.
This is not part of the budget cut.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anyone else have anything under public comment before we go?
I have a question. It has nothing to do with any of this. You probably have discussed this in the past, and I haven't come to a lot of meetings, but the issue that we have with the athletic fields over here, with the septic issue that we have, are we anywhere near
fixing
this problem so that we can use? I mean, because I came to the last board meeting, and the word of the day last board meeting was efficiency. And I just wanted to say how inefficient it is to not be able to use our fields.
We finally got the state approval, and we are going to rebuild one of the fields so we can take that one offline to dry out, and hopefully between flip-flopping between the two fields, next year we'll be back in business with that field.
That would be wonderful.
Without redoing the septic,
I'm going to build that field.
Good. Septic we're not going to be able to do until next summer, it appears.
Well, it's supposed to start this summer.
It said
not
2016.
It must be 15.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, but I
don't know the year. I know that there are definitely issues out there that the board has addressed. It takes time up at state ed when you're doing a project like this, and I believe we finally have the approval. So once we hear more from the state of when that's going to happen and when we can move forward with our architects, we'll publicize that out to the community.
We have something about
the I'm sure you must have. If you sent something up to state ed, I'll review it, and it'll be something that I'll share on the website as an update and project update.
It's been like a year.
Been a couple of years, but I thought Ray, his last presentation said it's supposed to start in June.
I could be wrong. I certainly June have been, and I will be again,
Ray,
so I could be wrong.
No, Ray Kessler. All right.
It's a new
group. No, not you. No.
Okay.
You were here when you did that one.
Okay.
All right. So
I'll update the community with the website.
The state has been dragging their heels.
Well, it's taken a year to get approval. I mean, it's a good thing that it's not actually polluting anything that we can tell. Their idea of an emergency is, you know, I'll get back to you in 12 months. So.
And fortunately, Tavamia and North have been very kind, let's use their fields.
Yeah.
Right, I know. It just affects, like, the modified program. You know, they're not able to practice on an actual baseball field, so when they go and play, it's, you know, they're experienced difficulty. Sorry, with that. So
we're all frustrated.
It would sort of be nice to use our own field since they're bought and paid for.
We're all frustrated with it, too.
It would be nice not to have to rebuild a septic system that was built 13 years ago.
Yes.
And we have zero recourse to that too. So can't sue anybody, can't get them to be responsible financially for fixing it, so the taxpayers are on the hook for that too.
But it's in the works, believe me.
Thank you.
We're on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else, public comment? Okay. Seeing there's no more public comment, we'll move along to the consent agenda. Sorry, superintendent's report first.
I just wanted to update the board and the community on regards to looking at our budget and the discussion moving forward with the music position, the 0.6 music position that was originally discussed in reduction. The board, with the administration working together, has decided to keep that position in the 0.6 music. We've worked with the administrators and we're going to be asking the music department to look at different course offerings for our students so that they will have opportunities. I think that the music department has graciously said that they are going to look for what courses would be interesting for our students, both at the beginning level of music and also for upper level, higher level music students. So we decided to keep that in as a conscious decision, and we are moving forward with that. So I wanted to update the community on that. Okay?
Nothing else on the script, please?
No.
Okay. Okay, we'll move on now to consent agenda. Is there any one thing or that any board member would like to have pulled?
805, substitute support staff appointments.
Okay. Hold. Anybody else have anything? Chris, Christian? Okay. All right. Can I have a motion then to approve the consent agenda?
I move that we accept the consent agenda as amended.
Okay. Motion's been made.
Second.
Second, Chris. Any other discussion before we go? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Judy, would you want to go back to that one now, or do you want to?
Since it involves names and people, I think we ought to
do it in executive
session.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That'll be put off later.
Yeah.
Okay, business and operations. Anything under business and operations?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. All right, move on to Board of Education. Anything under Board of Education?
Approval of BOCES board member.
Okay.
And approval of the BOCES budget.
Okay. On approval of the BOCES board members, we have, there's three candidates listed below. Dale Culver, Edward McCormick, and Robert Rubin. Dale is from Weavetug, Edward McCormick is from Arlington, and Robert is from Wappingers. Okay, we only have two seats available, right?
No, there's three. There's three.
Is there all three?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we need to vote on each one of those? Or
as a group, I would vote.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Vote on the group of candidates. I have a motion to 41.
Nominate all three of them. You can
I move that Dale Culver of Weebatuck, Edward McCormick of Arlington, and Robert Rubin of Wappingers, that we hereby nominate. Well, it's not nominating, it's voting them.
Voting.
Voting on them for the three Board of Education vacancies.
Okay. Motion's been made.
I'll second it.
John will second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
All opposed?
No one's opposed. Chris is opposed. Okay.
One.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, then approval of the 2015-16 BOCES budget. Okay.
Again, you're voting on the administrative budget, which is $4,317,593.
We really, in the discussion, we really have no recourse.
Nothing to say about
it. You know, or nothing really to say. They've already gone through it, so so we just have to say yes or no, which...
Well, I don't know how true that is. If the majority of school districts vote no, then the budget would not be approved.
Right.
So...
They would have to do a contingency budget, which I strongly suspect is often close to this anyway.
It's very close.
Yeah. Okay. So. I move we approve the Dutchess County BOCES administrative budget in the amount of $4,317,593,000 as presented.
Okay, second. Motion been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone against?
Okay, and I know it's in name alone, but I feel like we've reached out to BOCES a number of times and we're often forgotten about as far as advice.
Okay.
Assistance, programmatic needs being met, so.
Right.
I think if we could get a list together for Ray, as we were going to do, and I haven't done it either, so I'm not putting fingers at anybody. It's hard for all of us to, if we could get a list together of things that we'd like to get information back on and give it to Ray, then perhaps he could reach out to both BOCES and Dale and try to get some action here.
Yeah, I agree there, Chris. Sometimes in the past, we have been kind of like left in the lurch on the other end of the county, but in the last 2 years, I see we have moved forward. We have gotten a few things that we hadn't in the past, which I think is a step forward.
I mean, we've discussed things with the BOCES reps and superintendent previously, and, you know, talking about program ideas that we'd like to see often, possible shared services we'd like to explore, and we're now in May and it's budget time.
Right.
This is the only thing we're doing for the BOCES.
Right. We discussed that, you know, shared services. We've also discussed possible starting students earlier at the center, you know?
Yes. And even if the answer is no, it's good to get an answer. I mean, we really need to get some response.
And start a discussion about it right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're all set there.
Okay. One nay. Correct.
One nay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, now next on the agenda is appointment of official election inspectors.
No, that was consent.
That was on the consent, no.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, was that on consent?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yes, it was. Yeah, we're on consent. Okay. Okay. Now,
or other Board of Education. Then.
Now, just move out of a public session back to exec session. Discuss.
Well, there's another public comment session.
Yeah. It's hard to follow.
For German Board of Education.
Look at 11.
Number 12.
Okay. Sorry. Public comment.
Actually, Bill, can you back up one?
Yes, we can.
Consent, I missed it. Did we acknowledge the retirement?
No. She pulled it, but we didn't do anything with it.
No, I don't think she pulled it. No, she didn't pull it.
No, we should. We should probably recognize.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought that was what you pulled.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I pulled the 805.
Oh, yes.
And again, thank you for, because I remembered it before and I had wanted to say take it off and I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to try to make an effort to keep resignations and retirements off the consent agenda in the future.
I would like to make a motion, unless if you wanted to, Chris, that we accept Audrey Ryder's resignation with regret and wishing her well in the future and with many thanks for her years of service. Ms. Ryder was my daughter's second grade teacher, and we have a lot of happy memories of that year in school. So thank you and best wishes to Mrs. Ryder.
Yes.
Absolutely. Second, she enjoy her retirement, richly earned.
One of the things I spoke to you about, and I'm just pulling up a message here, a couple of meetings ago, was offering people who have 10 years or more service or whatever a gold card.
Yes.
And the gold card reads this certificate, and it's a card, entitles the bearer to attend school district sponsored activities free from admission charge by order of the Board of Education and the superintendent of schools. So if you want to do something like that now, it's easily so the idea is anyone with 10 years in the district or more of service, if they retire in good faith, obviously, they would receive one of these cards and they can go into any events free of charge. So
perfect.
I think that after we approve Mrs. Ryder, Did we finish that one yet?
You didn't vote.
We didn't vote. I would hold that for a second because you would have to give her a gold card, but we don't have the gold card idea right now. Mm-hmm. So we could either amend that, approve her and then amend it, or
you want to table,
table it and go to a approval of a gold card and then go back to it.
Well, we can amend it and say that.
With approval of a gold card?
Yeah, approval of a gold card to follow.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. Anyone else who retired?
I was going to say, I think we're going to have to backdate that one for
this
any
year?
Of this. Yes.
Anyone else retired? Right. So, how do you want to word that?
Other staff.
You want to stay with Mrs. Ryder first?
Yeah, why don't we finish that and then
you
do that? No, it's
school
employees.
Okay.
School employees.
Just want to make that clear.
Right.
Yes.
And so, if I can amend my motion, is that what we're talking about?
I don't know how you want to do it.
Well, but if this is going to deal with other teachers too, we probably should make a motion to offer to present a gold card.
So let's finish Mrs. Ryder.
We'll finish Mrs. Ryder.
Finish Mrs. Ryder.
So we have a first and a second. Mm-hmm.
Okay, first I go to Mrs. Ryder. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any opposed? Everyone's in favor.
Motion to institute a gold
card. I move that the Board of Education allow the superintendent to institute a gold card program for employees of the district who retire after 10 years or more of service, allowing them to attend functions at Weebatuck at no charge and with our gratitude.
School district sponsored activities.
School district sponsored activities, yes.
Second.
Go ahead,
John.
I'll second the motion.
Motion made, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Good idea. Thank you,
Brian. Thanks, Brian, for bringing it forward. Okay, let's see.
You're on public comment, thank you.
Okay. Okay, we'll go back. Yes.
I always have to say something.
Okay.
I want to thank you for your kind wishes for our retirees and wishing them well in the future. They're, you know, Audrey and all those that are retired earlier have been here for a lot of years and done so many things for our district. And thank you for wishing them well. And thank you for reinstating the music position. I'm so happy that you heard our kids and how important it was to them, and we're able to put that position back in. I appreciate it, and I know that they do. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for
welcoming.
Thank you.
Okay, any other public comment?
I have a question. I meant to ask you before. Who makes the decision in the school district as to what occupational therapist and physical therapist group that you guys hire up to?
That's a board decision, recommendation by the superintendent. So that's usually the case. I don't know, obviously, here yet, but I believe that's the case.
So that comes around every year, I think,
yes.
at our reorg meeting in July. So every when this school year's over, we start all over again in July, and we approve contracts, or we approve those proposals for contracts. And I think that... I don't recall who recommends that. If it must have come from the superintendent. Then.
Well, there's usually input from the staff involved with
directive services.
Right.
Do you have a concern?
Who would be the supervisor for the people that you contract out to? Who are they reporting to?
The director. It depends if it's part of an IEP. It would be the director of special education.
Yeah.
Is there something you and I can talk about?
I'd like to at a different time. I just wanted to.
If you have a concern or a question, I'd love to hear it, and maybe it's something that we can look at. Absolutely.
Okay. And do you guys write grants for or have a grant writer that looks into programs for special education, sensory rooms, equipment, things like that that the school district can own?
We don't have a grant writer on staff, but it would be something that a director might take up, or a superintendent or administrator may take up, or even a teacher or staff member may take up. But I don't believe we've taken that upon in the 3 months I've been here. So, again, another great idea. If it's something that you have some ideas, I'd love to hear about them.
Okay. Yeah, I think the school needs to have that
Absolutely.
As part of the program, and it's more and more and more a need. You know, we have there's a lot of kids who have sensory deprivation and really need those services.
I'd love to sit and spend some time with you to talk about that, about your ideas, and what maybe you see for Weetah Town.
Okay. And just real quick, you reinstated Mr. Stowe's position, which I think is great for the students. Thank you. I do appreciate that as well. What are the current cuts now that in the budget from last time? It's how many teachers, aides, assistants?
I believe there's 1.2 teaching positions. I believe there's 4 teaching assistants, 2 teacher aides, a part-time clerical position, and a bus monitor.
It's a bus monitor?
I believe so.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are any of those cuts student-driven, numbers-driven?
I believe the foreign language German is. No, there was some, we talked about the word efficiencies, and we talked about doing some things differently. For example, we're cutting a teaching assistant position that right now is working with our ELL students. It really is not meeting mandates, and we're in the budget looking for a mandated teaching position, so that would offset that position. There's a math AIS teaching assistant that we're looking for a math teacher to slide over, so a little bit of a change of program.
Okay. Anyone else? We're going to move back.
I'm sorry, I do have something I want to bring up back in under board.
Oh, good. We're moving back.
We're
going to
move back into board. If you have a question, and Judy has a question.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's I had emailed Ray. I didn't copy anybody else because I didn't think it was really, really high on the priority level. But I just wanted to bring it up. It's in after school activities for EBIS under NECC for 7th and 8th graders. I'm not sure whether they're hiring Cammy Dubart or how that's happening, but she's providing tennis on Mondays and Tuesdays.
You did email me that. I don't think I got back to you.
No, you didn't.
No, I know.
So I just wanted to bring that up because, like, before she has used that and collected fees from people and not she, paid for
there, there has to be a charge if there are going to be fees. There has to be a charge.
So I don't know whether she was hired by NECC or...
Regardless of who she's hired by, there has to be a charge for use of the fees.
Right.
What are you referring to? Is it the minutes?
It's on Ray's board information. It's under after school activities, under EBIS. Weekly agenda.
The EBIS
weekly agenda.
Someone is offering
tennis
lessons
on Mondays and Tuesdays. But it's definitely says NECC for 7th and 8th graders will meet in the EBIS cafeteria, and then it lists the activities. Mondays and Tuesdays, tennis with Cammy Hubbard. Wednesdays and Thursdays, school garden with Tamara and Maya. I'm not going to go into that.
Yeah, those are all through the NECC.
Okay.
We're not paying them.
Okay, I didn't know.
But they're not charging.
She must be hired by NECC.
That was her question. That was Judy's question.
Yeah, who's making out on this?
Are these free courses?
I believe they are. I'm asking.
Through NECC? I don't know.
But the other thing, and this is what bothers me, if you don't necessarily know and we aren't approving, I thought the board was supposed to approve use of the facilities.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yeah. And it kind of never happens anymore. It's right. Like we find out by reading about it.
So we approved the NECC to run the after school program.
Yeah, but as far as facilities.
But that's the kids attending. That's not offering.
I don't know the process. I'm sorry. So if someone is looking to use
building use
a field,
there's a building use form.
The board has to approve that?
There's a building use form and a fee that's charged.
And they also have to provide
any groups, any and all groups, actually.
So I think your question's answered, but there's another question now regarding building use, which...
Well, I don't know. I don't know if my question is...
Yeah, they're not getting paid through us.
Okay.
They're not getting paid through us.
Okay.
With building use, when you get a building use form, you've got
to
provide
It doesn't really matter if they're not getting paid by us. If someone is making money off of school facilities and the school is not charging, that is not a reasonable thing to do for the taxpayers.
No.
Because they're using public facilities not just to offer things to the kids, but to make money.
I understand. But the NECC, if they're not charging and it's part of their after-school program...
Then we don't need to have a fee.
Correct.
But we do need, at the very least, to know about it and approve it. It's not a blanket approval, but anything someone outside wants to come in and do is fine.
We would never get an approval for anything.
Boys or men's.
I know, we don't, and we're supposed to be approving all of this.
We are. Because I've done one for a program in the past, and it's just the facilities use form, and you have to provide proof of insurance.
Yeah.
We never approved that day.
Well,
and if there's a need for a custodian,
yeah, but
or there's a need.
My concern, and again, looking at it, I think we have to look at the policies and the forms.
Yes.
If you are asking for every time a building use form is building use form submitted for you to approve it, you're going to bog yourself down. I mean, if I have the CPR class and they're coming to use it. So I think we need to look at that. I don't know what the policy is.
I think the district office is always.
I think what I've seen in the past is that there's a superintendent or a superintendent's designee that is allowed to approve, and you give that at your.
And who has been approving these?
Reorg meeting. So.
You have.
It goes through. The building principal, the
athletic director,
maintenance department, and when they've all signed off and it comes to me, I take the insurance papers, send it out to our insurance company to just make sure that it's the proper coverage. Once I get the okay from the insurance company, it's approved.
Okay, maybe we could just get a report at some point, but this actually is something we need to talk about in the policy committee because... technically speaking, we should be, any time the building is being used, charging it, and I'm just going by New York State law, I go through the school law handbook and I copied the stuff to print out for everybody. Anytime someone is using the facilities, you are supposed to charge a nominal fee for cleaning, maintenance, electric, what it costs you. If buildings and equipment are used later than they would be otherwise, that costs money. So we are supposed to have some sort of reimbursement involved for that.
But that's in the facilities use form. If it's
we need to
during the time when there's additional custodial needs, but
that's when you would charge. Again, we need to look at it because you can look at it two ways. If it's a community group. And it's a non-for-profit community group. The taxpayer could say, "I've paid for that already in my taxes. Why are you going to charge them?" So let's look at it. Good things to look at.
I think we've always thought that as a board. That was my understanding. Yeah. Was that we welcomed the community to use these facilities. Right. They do pay for them. They pay a lot for them, and that as long as there weren't any specific additional costs to us. Mm-hmm. But I thought maybe what Judy. That we were pleased to see, like our weight room, we wanted to open that to the public. We were happy to see people use that. So this is like a new spin on this that I'm hearing. But Judy, it sounded like you had a concern about somebody using the facility for free, but then charging.
That's correct.
But wouldn't we have, couldn't we have a course being taught here or a club, like a basketball program that people have to pay to be in the basketball program, like an adult league and everybody's paying to be in it.
They pay for the custodial use and cleaning.
No. I mean, people pay $25 to sign up for, a pickup league or something like that, for example. I don't know how those
If it merely are. Covers the cost of insurance and things like that for the league, then that's not a money-making proposition. When someone gives private tennis lessons, that's a money-making proposition. And that should not have happened, and it should not happen again.
We had trouble with that a few years ago from Aminia wanting to do that. And a woman wanted to get paid to give lessons. And we had to shut it down. Because she was going to charge
adults.
She was going to charge adults in the after hours.
During the summer, it wasn't shut down. I'm talking a while ago.
Yeah, I have to look at this one.
So we have to look at that. But
making money, yes. It's,
yeah, you can't do that. I mean, you just can't. But anyway, we'll bring it up in policy because there are just... There are issues that we're not addressing. What the school law book said was that And that's the other thing. If someone comes to use the facilities who are not members of the district, residents of the district, you're essentially giving away public funds to enrich people who have nothing to do with it. And so there should be a fee for people if someone wants to use it for a group who's from outside the district. I mean, I just think we need to beef up our policy. But my concern was exactly, my main concern tonight was exactly what Judy brought up, whether there was a charge for it or not.
So there's, I'm trying to find that out. So tennis is one of the NECC's junior high clubs. I've never heard of, the NECC wouldn't, there wouldn't be any fees that a kid would pay directly to the instructor. So there would be, I'm trying to find out, there might be some kind of sliding scale to participate in the clubs, but I don't think there is.
Good.
Yeah.
And I know we spoke of having Jenny look into local people to use as sources for these type of things.
Right.
I just
want to
make sure.
And that's
great. And I think it's perfect as long as she isn't gaining from it. The tennis
because there's a difference between nonprofit and volunteer.
It's free and the NECC
okay, good.
Pays the instructor.
Good.
Perfect.
That's fine then. So that's not an issue, that part of it.
And we'll look at the billing use and something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Judy, you had one other item you want to talk about?
Yes.
Election officials?
Oh, no, that Judy.
No, you, Judy.
You.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to talk about election officials. I want to talk about a grant writer. I ran into someone I had worked with, surprisingly enough, about 18 years ago at Taconic Newspapers, Michael Haggerty, who was a newspaperman back then. He is a grant writer for Armenia and Millerton and has a great deal of experience in doing that. And I would like to have the board consider having him come and make a presentation to write grants for us, because we really ought to get into this. We really ought to get into this.
We asked. Well,
didn't we ask him to write a grant for the generator?
Yes, and it never came through yet.
Well, did we come and hire him and say what's your fee?
No, we asked him if he would try to help us with the grant. We said if there's a fee or we would discuss it. But since that was when Mike was first starting to get his business off the ground,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I know he's worked with Stanfordville at the time. He's worked with Mimi a lot. He just started in Millerton. So maybe now we can get him on higher.
I mean, I don't know what level of.
Wouldn't we have to, you know, if we're going to post or, you know, do some kind of process where people can apply for that?
We should. We should put a posting out there applying for grants.
Will you post for school positions? We're under.
Something I help well, on it.
Right.
I mean,
we can advertise for this.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But I'd also like to, you know, I guess I'd like to get it going. Is what
oh,
it
I'd love to get
to.
This going. I'd love to get this going.
There are services through BOCES that offer this service also. So if we're saying we want grant writers, which is wonderful, I think we have to have a direction of why, what the purpose of that grant writer would be. Grant writers for specific purposes, or just a grant writer on staff to look at every possible grant that there is.
Well, if you want a particular person, we need a generator. Startup.
And
look for that for the last
we've had a suggestion from the audience on something we could use to have grants written for. Mm-hmm. I think it would be relatively easy. And again, this is one of those instances where if you're not a grant writer, you don't know what kind of grants are out there. And don't get me wrong about BOCES, but I, first of all, yes, they have a grant writing service, but at some point, the dilution of attention to one district, as we've found to our dismay, doesn't result in a lot of useful input from them. So I'd really rather have our own grant writer.
You could frame something where the grant writer only gets paid if they save a certain amount of money and they make up that money in their grants. So a great idea, and again, something we could put out there as a request for proposals.
How did you do it at the last previous school?
We didn't have a grant writer. They just charged the taxpayers.
They
used BOCES services, and there really wasn't much out there. So we had an assistant superintendent for curriculum instruction who was responsible for investigating grants and looking at grants, tapping into many grants, and she did. She received a tremendous amount of millions of dollars in grants, but she wasn't an official grant writer. She was assistant superintendent for curriculum instruction.
I think given our profile with 50-something percent of free and reduced lunch, we have a unique situation to perhaps find things. And our own teachers routinely write grants and bring money in for us. And it, you know,
I would agree, June. There's definitely a possibility there.
It's at least worth investigating. Well,
maybe I'll reach, if you have this guy's number, I'll reach out and get some ideas from him and see what they are.
I'm going to put him in my phone before I give this to you. Okay. He is. And again, he's written grants for the towns of Union Mills, so he's familiar with the area.
Might be another thing to work with the two towns and having maybe employ grant money for all three municipalities, and we can show that there's shared services.
Did you have this question with
Judy, didn't he also write grants for the Valley Planning Partnership when they were in operation?
Yes, I think so.
Who's, what's his name?
He has a good track record.
Victoria So we want to reach out to her because Dee Dee Barris also been talking to him about disasters preparedness money because they're trying to set up locations in the here.
Yeah, and that's what in particular I think we.
I'll talk with Dee Dee Miller. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, John Dillon.
I spoke with John Dillon.
Marty. And Victoria.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Every once in a while, I'm actually prepared. I totally amaze myself that I have this in here, so it was useful.
Anybody else have anything else for the board? Okay. Seeing that that's the end, we'll move. I have motion to move out of.
I'm so sorry. Yes. So I just want to make sure that we're going to circle back to. Because I don't know that it's an executive content discussion. If we talk about developing opportunities for high school kids, you know, if we're talking about the, I'm sorry.
That part isn't, no.
Right.
Virtual
high school or something at Dutchess Community College, bridge program. That's not executive. So maybe we could just get, you've been very busy here in your first few months, but if we could just start like really having some kind of report and recommendations so that we can have a board, an informed discussion about it and learn, you know, what the flip side might be, what cost might be in terms of what might we have to give up and who this would affect. Because, you know, it sounds great and it sounds exciting, but I just want to make sure we really look at it and see what we can do.
Definitely. A lot has to do with moving forward in an administrative capacity on what the vision of the administrators are working together and what the administrators can bring to the table with guidance. So I will talk with the building principal who now has a year under her belt and talk with her about what is her vision for high school and opportunities for students. Working with the guidance council who's been here a year now and infuse my thoughts and my experience into that, and we can definitely present something.
And I hate to say this, but I can't help but think that we really need to reconsider merging guidance again, because I think having one guidance counselor for 4 through 8 when it's just not the same. I mean, 4 through 6 don't have the issues that 7 through 12 do. And I think we're not making our most useful, making the most out of our staff by doing that. But that's a conversation we need to have.
Yeah, and again, an informed conversation. Right. Because we structured the guidance program that way deliberately. And, you know, and I want to make sure that when we try something new, we give it the time and the resources to succeed and don't, you know, walk things back, you know, so quickly. I think that, so that would be something to look into and share some information.
Well, there is executive session content about that, too.
Because, one of the resources we did talk about presenting in the budget was the addition of the Naviance program that is... going to help facilitate some of these issues that we're seeing.
We have a guidance model right now that is set up where 9-12 is one guidance counselor and 4-8 is another guidance counselor. And many, many issues with middle school students and intermediate school students and what they're going through in their life, and many, many issues, obviously, with 9 through 12. Without question, the heavy-duty guidance comes in 9 through 12. Mm. So maybe not take away from 4 through 6, but maybe have a shared model of 4 through 12 that is really balancing out the guidance of both. Because you have one guidance counselor doing all 9 through 12, which is college right. applications, career readiness, all the things. Right. That, oh, hi, Bob, right? I'm sorry. Those things go on. So you may want to look at things. Is that the best scenario? Is it maybe better to share two across the whole 4 through 12? Or is what we have been working? So studies, talking, looking at what's happened this year. Again, we have a new high school principal and a new guidance counselor, so there's been lots of learning curves for that also, and we'll take that into account.
And that is what I meant when I said merge them. I think they should both cover the same area, but what I was saying is that I didn't think the 4 through 6 section was as...
Let's talk with the building principals, let's talk with some teachers, let's talk with some support staff, and talk with the guidance counselor and see what their thoughts are, and maybe there's a better system. But you're right, Kristen, with if you have something going for a year, give it some time to get into effect.
Well,
it's been two years.
Moving
in the
hasn't it?
But I'd like to hear from
she's been here 1 year or 2 years?
Well, yes, but I think Vinny moved down 2 years ago.
Okay.
Mr. Marandino, I'm sorry.
Anything else on the board then?
I think I said there wouldn't be action, but there might be action based on the one agenda item that was pulled.
Right.
Okay. Have a motion move out of public session into exec session to discuss particular personal matters. Chris has made the motion. Or second it. I made it. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.